2MCE. Radio live and local.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Life Being a Radio Student at CSU podcast, brought to you, of course, by 2MCE FM. I'm Adam, and it's great to have Branks alongside me for another week. Hey, Brankson.
Hey, Adam. Welcome back.
Great to be back again. Now, Travis mentioned in the last episode that students have the option of picking and choosing their course, and they aren't confined to radio and journalism. And I feel like CSU has quite a few students, a range of students, doing all types of disciplines. So obviously we're going to delve into more of that when we talk to Michelle O'Connor, who's one of the lecturers at CSU. But before we get to that, can you take us through some of the course experience that you've had, Branksome?
Yeah, so like the courses I've enjoyed a lot, my favourite ones have probably been the ones that are more of creative outlets, where we get assignments like creating talk shows or making podcasts like this one right here. I've really enjoyed, like I said in the last episode, the courses that have taught us useful skills like audio programming or digital media. I think learning things like that can be really beneficial. So those are my courses that I enjoyed.
Yeah, well, mine was particularly the newsroom subject I mentioned in the last episode as well. I touched on it then, but it was being able to learn the range of areas in the communications industry, like advertising and event management, and learning that there's more to being in radio than just being on air. And there's a number of areas you can go into. I think it was useful being able to learn more about Adobe Audition, because that is what is used at the community radio station, and just subjects where it allowed you to get some practical experience, whether you were recording a talk break or stuff like that, particularly subjects in the first year of the course. So I'm probably similar to you in that way. Well, to learn more about that, we are joined now by Michelle O'Connor. This week, Branksome and I are catching up with one of the lecturers at Charles Sturt University, Michelle O'Connor, who joins us now, and Branksome has the first question for her.
So, Michelle, thanks for joining us. Could you please describe your role at CSU and what it entails?
Thanks, Frankston. Thanks for the introduction, Adam. I'm a lecturer in communication in the School of Communication and Creative Industries at Charles Sturt University. My job entails many different things, but I prepare learning resources. I deliver teaching. I write assessment tasks. I do marking.
So all the fun stuff.
I participate in school development and planning, so I'm actively involved in school meetings for school planning processes. I stay up to date with industry. I'm also a researcher, so I'm doing my PhD. I'm also doing the postgraduate certificate in learning and teaching as part of my probation through CSU. And I'm also required to be a good corporate citizen for Charles Sturt University. So while that's lots of tasks, my main focus, I guess, is working with students. So working with students in the subjects that I teach, and, you know, delivering learning experiences for students in those subjects.
Yeah, I was going to say, it sounds like you cover a lot of areas, but obviously students is a key part of the CSU working environment. Now, with the situation we've got going on at the moment, how are you adjusting from the face-to-face teaching style to what's happening now with online classes and all that?
Adam, most of the subjects that I already teach have got both face-to-face and online cohorts. Okay. Anyway. So I've already been kind of across both of those platforms in terms of the subjects that I teach. In terms of transitioning the on-campus students to online learning due to the coronavirus pandemic, it's been about, you know, being there for students and really reassuring students that they will be able to succeed in the online space. So I've been working with smaller groups in my classes, so that okay. running online tutorials with much smaller groups so that I can be much more interactive with students. I find that the online space works best with smaller groups of numbers. And then making available lots and lots of support resources in the online learning platform that we use, Interact, to support their learning. So I guess it's just about being there for students and reassuring students that they can actually succeed in the online space.
So could you tell us more about some of the subjects you teach, specifically your involvement in the radio course?
Sure. Thanks, Branson. So I teach a foundation first year subject, Common 1-4, and it's huge. All first year students do that subject. And so alongside that, I also teach the first year radio subjects. So I teach an introduction to radio subject, which we're doing now. And it's kind of a broad overview of radio, the radio industry, the development of the radio industry in Australia, looking at how a radio station works, you know, who are the people that work in a radio station, the organisational structure of that radio station. Really importantly as well, looking at regulation and how media law applies to the radio industry. In second session, then the radio related subject that I teach is an audio production subject, and that's more aligned with, I guess, the making of radio. So session one is a broad overview of the radio industry, how radio works, you know, what you do when you work in the radio industry. And then in that second session of first year, I teach a kind of a how-to, how you make radio.
Okay, well, obviously that's a lot of key information that's needed if you want to, you know, get involved in the radio industry. Have you been involved with 2MC?
Yes,
in any capacity? Yep.
I moved to Bathurst in 2003 to take up of the role of programming and production coordinator at 2MCE. And so I was the programming and production coordinator for 8 years. And so in that role, I was kind of responsible for liaising with volunteer presenters, but also to produce kind of local content programming. In that role, I was the executive producer of several shows, one of them called Homepage, and that show, students were involved in putting that show together, and it was distributed nationally on the community radio network. I was also executive producer of another show called Never Talk Politics, which was also produced by students but distributed nationally on the community radio network. I hosted outside broadcasts from various locations in Bathurst. I conducted all the training at the radio station. Then after about 8 years, I went to another role within the university and then returned in late 2017, I think, as the acting station manager for a little over a year before I took up this role as lecturer. As the station manager, my role, it was a very different role as station manager, guiding the governance of the radio station. So I spent 12 months working on the governance of the radio station, and I really enjoyed that as well. So 2MCE has a very fond place in my heart.
So could you tell us why you'd recommend students studying radio to take advantage of the facilities at 2MCE?
Yeah, I tell students every year to get involved with 2MCE in first year for a number of reasons, but I guess radio is about a practice and developing skills. So it's through kind of practice that you are able to find out who you might be as a radio presenter, you know, what style of radio presenter you might want to be. And I think that by becoming involved with 2MCE and through practicing your radio presenting skills, by the end of third year you come out with a degree but also the really practical experience of making radio, and I think that that is just so important. I think that getting involved with 2MCE as well gives you the opportunity to explore, to make mistakes, and to just find where you fit in radio and how you feel comfortable as a radio presenter. And it just absolutely complements the course and the subjects that you do in the course.
It certainly does. I know it's something that I've definitely enjoyed getting involved in, particularly with my experience a bit close at home. But since I, you know, moved to being an on-campus student, it certainly benefited me. Well, do you feel this course is beneficial for a student getting into the communications industry? Obviously, with a lot of what you've already said, it certainly sounds like it is.
Look, the course, the Bachelor of Communication, you know, the staff in the Bachelor of Communication are all dedicated to their students and delivering, you know, great learning experiences for students. They're aligned with industry. Our course is really closely aligned with what industry requires of a communication graduate. And we also offer really authentic learning experiences in the activities that we do in subjects, but also in assessments. For example, Com 113, which is the Introduction to Radio subject, the assessment tasks are really authentic to what you would do in a radio station. There's an interview, one of the assessment tasks is to record an interview, which is, you know, the bread and butter of radio content, and proposing program proposals. So the assessment tasks are really authentic as well.
So does it affect your teaching style knowing there are some students that live on campus and others that live off campus at all?
I'm always mindful of, you know, students' experiences, and I'm really mindful of accommodating students where they're at. I already work with students as online students and on-campus students, and, you know, there's no one type of student. Every student's different. I try to be really flexible in my teaching to be able to accommodate students and you know, where they're at, what their circumstances might be. And I just do that by trying to really have conversations with students, just to find out a little bit about them, what's going on, find out how they're getting on and whether they've got any challenges to, you know, their studies, whether they're experiencing any challenges, and just being really accommodating. I know that it's been challenging for a lot of students who were on campus to then move online and back home. And there's been some, you know, we've been able to work through some issues with connectivity and access to computers and internet and changing the way that we're doing things. And we've been working through those. I've been having a dialogue with students to work through some of those issues, so to ensure that they're able to complete the assessment tasks at the end of this session. But certainly I make an effort to communicate with my students and find out, you know, where they're at.
That's good to hear. And just before we let you go, for anyone looking to get involved in the course, could you talk us through, obviously you've alluded to it a bit already, the practical experience offered in the radio course?
Yeah, of course there's access to 2MCE, which has largely been utilised by on-campus students. But as we've all transitioned to online, I think there's lots of opportunities for, you know, virtual work with 2MCE as well. And that some of the, you know, creative thinking we're doing around that now, I think will be really beneficial to students who do choose to study online in the future, looking at ways that we can make available opportunities to contribute to 2MCE programming, even if you don't live in Bathurst. But there's also access to other industry partners. So the Bachelor of Communication Radio Specialisation is partners with Commercial Radio Australia. So we have direct links to the commercial radio industry in terms of being able to offer really valuable internship placements for third-year students. So we're able to get students into those stations. I think that we offer really authentic learning opportunities and authentic assessment tasks, and make available a range of project ideas for students that are really situated within the authentic learning space.
Well, Michelle, thank you for taking some time out to chat to us on the life being a radio student at CSU, of course, brought to you by 2MCFM.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Great to hear from Michelle, and just going off what she said, it appears many people are in favour of 2MCE being a valuable experience for students. Now, we will discuss more next week because we'll be joined by a couple of students in the radio course. One of them is living on campus, the other lives off campus, so it'll be a nice comparison for us to listen to. But I believe both of us being on campus is something that will be interesting to hear a life of a person who lives off campus.
Yeah, certainly.
Well, Brankston, unless you have any closing thoughts, I think that's all we have time for today.
That's about it. I'd like to thank Michelle for coming on again. Appreciate it. See you next time.
Look forward to being back here again on the Life of Being a Radio Student at CSU podcast, of course, brought to you by 2MCE FM.
2MCE.
From Mitchell College to Charles Sturt University,
we've been with you for over 40 years.